Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for tuning in today, wherever you are in the world. Now, 2026 is upon us. And I don't know about you, but I want this to be the biggest, the boldest, the bravest, the most confident year to date. Now, we might say this every year and we have the best intentions coming into a brand new of what we want to do. Maybe we want to get super healthy. Maybe we want to change jobs. Maybe we want to go for our dreams. Maybe we want to start that business finally or whatever it is. We always come into the new year with a set of goals. And I think goals are fantastic. I really, really do. I've set multiple goals throughout my life and it's always good to have a North Star to aim for. But what I really wanted to do in for the community is I want to let you in on how actually I think about setting myself up for success in the new year. And this has worked for me over and over again. And the more I do this, the more I realize that actually life isn't about trying to do more. It's not about trying to strive for the next big thing. It's actually about getting very, very intentional about why we want something, who we need to become in order to achieve it, and thinking more about our habits and the things that we do day to day, week to week, year to year, as opposed to just setting one massive target and then feeling flat, demotivated if it feels out of reach as the year continues to move forward. So that's my intention for the next 4 weeks. I want to take you on a bit of a journey, a challenge. And I really hope by the end of the 4 weeks, you feel not just motivated, but you feel empowered to step into this year as the best, boldest version of you. So, welcome to day one of the Bold Move Challenge. For those of you that are new here, I'm Georgie Hubbard. I am the author of The Bold Move. And if you have had the time to read the book, I thank you so much. This challenge is going to make a lot of sense. We're going to really speak to the themes that are in the book. So you're going to really be bringing those core concepts of The Bold Move to life in the next few weeks, which is really, really exciting because as I keep on saying, The Bold Move isn't just a book that you read, it's a book that you do. And I want to create a movement. I want to empower people. I want people to read the book and feel ready to make a change. So, day one of the challenge. Okay, now, before I dive into what it is, I want to give a bit of context here because whenever I see people, and myself is included in this, set a new goal or think about something they want to achieve in their life, they write it all down and they get super excited about this is what I'm doing and this is where I'm going and this is my goal. But what they don't do, what they miss, and what I have missed multiple times in the past is they don't get clear on firstly what they need to let go of, what they need to stop doing. So this is going to be the first part of the challenge. And in the book, you'll know that I have a story about when I did this in my own life. And what I came to realize is that I was really trying to change so much. I was trying to just add more and more and more into my life, more habits, more stuff, more noise. And it only made me feel overwhelmed and actually stopped me from making progress. So the first thing that we need to do before a new year is instead of writing another to-do list or another goal, actually sit down and get clear on what no longer serves me. What do I need to now stop doing? Now, you might have already done this exercise because it is in The Bold Move, but I encourage you to sort of pause again and really revisit it and look at it. So this is the thing that I do every single year. I sit down with my journal and I think about what do I no longer want to bring into this new season or new chapter of my life? What is holding me back? What habits are preventing me from becoming who I want to be? Because what I used to do is think about who I wanted to be and try and change my reality as the same personality, as the same person. And from doing a lot of inner work, from really getting clear on who I wanted to become, I understand now fundamentally that nothing changes in our lives until we change. And it can be so simple. It can be the habits that we have. It can be the conversations that we have. It can be the people that we're constantly hanging around with that reinforce our beliefs and reinforce our habits and validate our way of thinking. So as you sit here now, and if you're driving, do this later, or if you're in the gym or whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening to this podcast, I want you to set aside some time this week. And instead of writing a to-do list or a new goal, I want you to write a stop doing list. What no longer belongs in my future? What do I need to stop doing? So for me this year, this is going to be a really, really big one. I am going to stop checking my phone and my social media apps multiple times a day. Now, this has been a habit that I have worked on continuously. I'm not going to deny that. And what I found is as life gets a bit more full and there's a lot of excitement going on, it's really easy to get those dopamine hits. How many likes? How many new followers? How many things? How many books have I sold? Have I got any more ratings, right? And I found myself stuck in a bit of a dopamine loop of like constantly checking my socials and constantly checking sales. And it's just not healthy. It's not a good place to be. And I think you can get addicted to that. And the issue with it as well is that you then tie your sense of worth and happiness into, oh, I've had X amount of likes and impressions on that post, so therefore I'm happy. Or, oh, I've sold 50 books a day, I feel happy. And I think if we tie our sense of happiness and our sense of worth into constant outcomes and metrics that actually we don't have a lot of control of, we're setting ourselves up for failure and a pretty miserable life and almost a nervous system that's so out of whack and unregulated that it's just not a healthy place to be. So that's the first thing that I'm going to stop doing. I'm going to stop checking my phone, especially my social media apps, multiple times a day, because that is not who I want to be. I don't want to be a dopamine crazy person that's just constantly refreshing my emails, my LinkedIn, my TikTok, and my Instagram, and just constantly thinking about, you know, how many likes and impressions I've got. So that's just me being completely honest and vulnerable. That's the first thing I'm going to stop doing. The second thing I'm going to stop doing is just overthinking everything and future casting. I am somebody that definitely has a habit of thinking constantly into the future. And sometimes I'll be thinking into the future and I'll be super excited and I'll be like, yes, this is going to happen. And oh, I could do this and I could do that. But it also takes away the magic from the present moment. It takes away the magic of just being in the now and thinking about, okay, what can I do today, right now, in this moment that's going to have the biggest impact? Or what could I deeply appreciate right now where I am? So that's the second thing I'm going to stop doing. Stop future casting, stop overthinking, and being really, really aware of my thoughts. The third thing I'm going to stop doing is watching too much Netflix. Again, this has been something that I sort of dip out to as a way of switching off. I think there's so many better ways that we can switch off. It could be reading. It could be getting away from technology. It could be going for a little walk. It could be spending more time with my spouse or my friend or my friendship group. But I think what I notice is that when I'm like desperate for a break, I'll just whack on Netflix and just zone out in front of the TV. So I want to stop doing that because I really do think there's other ways, more, I guess, health beneficial ways to really reset my nervous system than just whacking on Netflix. So there's just a few things that I'm going to stop doing. So for you, it could be you're going to stop, again, being on your phone as much. You're going to stop checking your emails first thing. You're going to stop comparing yourself. You're going to stop overthinking. You're going to stop waiting to feel ready before you do something. You're going to stop procrastinating. You're going to stop watching tons of Netflix yourself. Whatever it is for you, but write it down. What do you need to stop doing? What doesn't belong in your future? You know, you might stop watching TV until midnight. You might stop sleeping in until midday on the weekend. I don't know. What's no longer serving you? And write as many things down as possible. Okay. And this isn't a judgment exercise. This isn't where you just go, oh my God, look at all the things I do. I'm a failure. No, this is just acknowledging this is what I'm currently doing that does not serve me. So think about it this way. This is the old me. This is what I used to do. This is the habits that have held me back and have stopped me from becoming the boldest, most brilliant, confident version of me. So write it down. That's the old me. This is the stop doing list. Now it gets exciting. Now, once you've kind of really thought about what you want to let go of and what you want to release, now we can start thinking about what we want to add, what we want to bring into the new future. What does the bold, brave, best version of me look like? And this is really where we start to shift our identity. This is where we really start to think, okay, what would this person be? How would she walk? How would she talk? What energy would she bring into the room? What does her days look like? How does she start her day? How does she end her day? And we get so intentional about this person. And this, honestly, this for me has been far better than setting any goal. Because at the end of the day, you will never ever achieve your goal if you don't choose a different set of beliefs and habits every single day. You could have all of the motivation coming into a brand new year, as people do at the start of a year. But if you don't honestly feel like you're worthy, that you're enough, and you don't set yourself up, your environment and your habits up for success, those goals are never going to become your reality. So this is the identity shift that we need to make. And I speak in detail about this in The Bold Move, as you know. So for me, what does the bold Georgie look like? Well, I can tell you this. She wakes up every day and she starts her day with a meditation. Now, this has been something that I have done on and off continuously for years. And as life gets busy, I hate that word, but let's just use it for now, this can dip, this can stop. And I can feel the difference from when I start my day with setting my intention and having a moment just to breathe at the start of the day. I feel different. So then I think to myself, why don't I do this all the time? What's stopping me? And it's just because I fall out of the habit. So the bold version of me, the thing I want to start this year, is before I get out of bed, make my coffee and start the day, I'm starting my day every morning with a meditation, connecting to my future, thinking about who I want to be. How do I want to react to life? What energy am I bringing into the meetings today? And setting those intentions. So that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm also going to start reading a brand new book on a topic that I want to learn more about every month. So I'm just going to pick one book a month and I'm going to just absorb it, digest it, because what I've done in the past is try and read multiple books at once and not take anything in. So the new bold version of me is going to continue to upskill and reskill this year. And that's going to look like reading some fantastic books. And if you want me to share those books, I will. So just reach out to me. Obviously, The Bold Moves. I'm not going to read that book again because I wrote it, but for you, it could be The Bold Move. But you know, what books are you going to read? What are you going to learn? But learning is going to be a really big one for me. The other thing I'm going to start doing is journaling again. I have definitely fallen out of the habit of just putting together my thoughts at the end of a day, even at the start of a day. But these are just a few things that I'm going to start doing. And it feels good. It feels good. I'm going to start as well, like continuing to move my body. And this is the other thing as well. I think that if you have something that's already working, keep it in the bold version of you. Keep it in the start doing. Just don't stop it. Like if you are in the habit of getting up and going for a walk or going to the gym or doing your meditation, just still write that on your start doing list. But just say, you know, I'm going to keep doing that this year because this is working for me. So what is it going to be for you? What are you going to start doing? What's going to be the new habit, the new intention that you feel is going to have the biggest impact on your life? Write it down and make a commitment to doing those things. Now, in the next few weeks to come, I'm going to talk about what you're going to come up against when you try and become this new version of you. Because look, if change was easy, everybody would be the happiest, healthiest, most successful version of them, right? But the reality is a lot of people, their days, their weeks, their years literally look exactly the same. Okay. That's why change is hard. So I want to say that we're going to work through this in the challenge to come. And I'm going to give you some frameworks and some things to think about as you move towards this new version of you. But firstly, you need to get clear on what this person actually looks like. And if you want to take this even further, you can even write a letter to yourself, fold it up and say, I'm going to open this at the end of the challenge, at the end of a year, on my birthday. But like, give yourself a time frame of like, okay, this is who I am. Write a letter to your future self. Like, this is what I want to do. This is who I want to become. And this is how I want to feel each day. And this is also super key, right? Before I wrap up today's challenge, is that I think the more we can get clear on actually how we want to feel, not just how we want to be or what we want to do, that's also going to drive our level of success as well. Because when we feel in an energized state, when we feel grateful, when we feel in those more positive, having positive thoughts and feelings, we actually feel more naturally more motivated. So this is the first day of the challenge. Write your stop doing list, write your start doing list, create your new identity. And that's all you need to do for now. Write it out, write a letter to yourself, create a vision board, whatever you need to do. Who is she? How does she walk? How does she talk? What does she look like? Get explicitly clear. What habits does she have? What does she need to stop doing? And what does she need to start doing to become the best version of her? So I hope that you enjoyed part one of the Bold Move Challenge. And if you haven't grabbed yourself a copy of the Bold Move yet, I go into even more detail in the book. So make sure you go and grab your copy. But for now, I will love you and leave you. And let me know as well, reach out to me. What is one thing you're going to stop? And what is one thing you're going to start? I would love to hear from you. So make sure you reach out to me, whether it's on LinkedIn, responding to one of my emails, TikTok, Instagram, whatever platform you like to hang out on the most, even make a comment below on the video, because I want to hear from you. Anyway, have the most amazing week, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Take care.